Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. From Vancouver to Halifax, Flin Flon to Estevan, he's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, and we're live. Good morning, Canada. And Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. As clearly the whole world knows by now, episode number 100. Holy smokes. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rod Peterson. As the man said, he's the co-host, Darren DuPont. If I'm Gilligan, he's the skipper.
Gilligan's Island, I know.
There they are.
I know. Oh, I got them.
Oh, you do know it. Yeah.
Smart. All
That's
right.
Perfect. Yes. And it is episode number 100. I'm a little overwhelmed by this. I did not expect what we've had here, all the pomp and circumstance and literal pageantry in the program. Because it's going to be, I think, just a regular show, but with a star-studded group of guests. And we welcome into the bunker, first time ever, Rod Peterson Show rookie, Bob Poley.
Rookie?
How are you, Robert?
I'm doing
When's
great,
the
Roddy?
Last time he got called a rookie?
Jesus. I'm old, you know. That was about three centuries ago.
I thought it would flatter you. Yeah. Good to see you, Polecat.
Yeah, good to be here.
Listen, it is, as the boys said, it is a star-studded show, and it's led off by you, Mr. Poley. So, George Reed, CFL rushing king, George Reed's going to be in the bunker, right, guys?
Yeah.
From what I understand.
That's exciting.
TSN's Jay Onwright, who had a couple of cameos there in the show role, in the open, the pre-show role, good friend of ours. Corey Sheets, Wes Cates, Don Narcisse, Ken Miller, Kenton Keith. To quote John Lynch, it's just going to be fantastic. And a cast of dozens in the back of guys that have showed up for the party. Now, however, can I just say this, Dupes?
Yeah.
It's just going to be a regular show, right? We're going to talk sports, or are we going to sit in for 2 hours and talk about how awesome we are? We can do that, too.
No, you do what you want. We'll play some clips and we'll have some fun.
Okay.
But the show, you just do the show. We got lots of stuff to talk about today.
We do, and here is just one thing that I want to get into from a sports vein. I saw a headline, a story posted within the last 24 hours about the Rough Riders that said, this season is already a success. And I'm like, no. Anybody that would say that or would write that's never won anything in their life. Because you're already giving the Riders a fallback plan B in case they're not plan A. So that's one thing that I want to talk about. There will be a Rider theme through the show, obviously. But Poley's smiling like a butcher's dog over there. Obviously, I couldn't believe it when I read that.
No, that you're right. You know, this is playoff time, and there's one goal in mind. And, you know, it's not done yet. That's for sure.
No, not even close.
No.
Because this is your first time on the show, and I've basically hardly seen you since you moved back from
BC. I'm low-key, buddy. Low-key, under the radar.
Yeah.
Under the radar.
I'm not, if you haven't noticed.
Never have been.
No.
Never.
How's Bob Poley? How's the life with the Poley clan?
Good. We just moved back here last fall. We came back to...
Been a year, huh?
Yeah, been a little bit of a year, and we're back in Saskatchewan, and it's good to be here. It's home.
Oh,
good to be home.
We missed you.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I was at your going away when Roger Aldag was crying so much, we almost had to call him the National Guard.
He's still crying. Now come back.
Right.
I saw him yesterday. He was crying like a baby.
He was legitimately upset you were leaving. Let's be honest.
You know, I don't know why. I don't know why he'd be upset, but...
Because you're Mr. and Mrs.
Tight.
Roger Poley. That's why.
Yeah. You bet. You're Mrs. Poley.
As it is, yeah. I don't want to put you on the spot here, but it's awesome to have you back, and hopefully you can be a regular around here. Now, you said last fall, and that's going to bring up the poll question of the day. And I said to producer Clark, is this a little too hayseed podunk question? Because I'm literally asking this. Is it a fall supper or is it a foul supper? And for those that don't know, I guess it's a Saskatchewan thing. And to go a little deeper, it's probably a rural Saskatchewan thing. But that's the Capital Auto Mall Daily, Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center daily poll question. Is it a fall supper as in the season or is it a foul supper as in what's on the menu? I tend to believe it's a foul supper. But once and for all, can we settle it today? Bob, you might know, because you know you're foul.
Well, I like the fowl supper, the turkey supper, the chicken,
right.
The duck, the goose, whatever, yeah. Fowl supper. But fall, I don't know. Maybe if you're serving beef, I don't know.
See,
a lot of them have beef on the menu.
Right,
though.
But you thought it was, like, I always thought it was a fowl supper, but you weren't really sure because you're like, maybe it is fall. So you didn't really know. And you wouldn't commit to saying fowl supper because you didn't want to be wrong. So I think that's why maybe I called it a fall supper, just so I wouldn't be wrong.
Fowl.
It's fowl, right?
Fowl,
we had two out of it's, well, all of a sudden, three votes for fowl. So that's great. A lot of comments coming in on the Facebook wall from Paula DuPont. You know her?
I might.
Proud of you, son. Love mom and dad. Well, you should be. You should be. And I'd met your mom a few times. When I met your dad, he was a heavy machinery mechanic in Wynyard at the John Deere dealership, right?
Yeah.
Am I right in
you
that?
You got it.
And he looks like a heavy-duty mechanic.
Oh, yeah.
It's exactly what you would think, Poles.
Never wears gloves, I bet. He just squeezes those cotter pins right with his bare hands.
Is that true?
Absolutely.
Your dad
should see his fingers, yeah.
He's tough.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just rolling on. Stampeders fans writing in. I love it. Congrats on show 100, Rod, from loyal Stampeders fan here. See you in the playoffs. So, Bob, I would like to ask you this. You said that Mama Poli kind of got you onto this show because she's a Facebook vet. You're not. Similar to Joanne Aldag and Raj. Are you noticing that it is a, or have you heard that it is a, it's almost like a variety show. It's like, kind of like the Gong Show in the 70s. We talk about everything.
One-stop shop.
It's a one-stop shop.
There you go.
That's what you've heard?
You get everything. Yeah. Yeah. It's been great.
Yeah. It's been awesome. We have so much fun over here. Morning sports headlines, because I don't want to get away from the program too much, Dupes.
Smart.
You're okay with that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Juan Soto
keep it in line.
Homered onto the train tracks high above the left field wall and hit a two-run double as the Washington Nationals tagged Garrett Cole and the Houston Astros 5-4 in the World Series opener last night. Ryan Zimmerman, still full of suck at age 35, also homered to back a resourceful Max Scherzer and boost the wild card Nationals in their first World Series game. Meanwhile, Fred Van Vliet scored a career-high 34 points, and the defending champion Toronto Raptors beat the New Orleans Pelicans 130-122 in overtime in the NBA season opening game. I watched very little of it. I watched the opening of the game, the intros. I don't like the Raptors rings.
You don't, eh? They give replica rings to everybody.
Bling.
Everybody in the
called?
Stands.
Sorry.
No, go
you're
ahead.
Good.
Yeah, bling.
You jump in
that?
Anytime.
They're huge.
What is that?
Did you like them?
Well, as big as that helmet.
Well, that's it. They're like, it's just,
you don't talk. The 89 Riders pioneered the ridiculous era that we're in the size of rings. You know that, Bob.
Well, you know, bigger is always better.
Right.
Let's go there.
Right. Something popped into my mind. But. And furthermore, because I put this poll up last night, what are you watching tonight? And I tweeted it horizontally. From watching in front of my big screen, I'm like, are you watching NHL, NBA, World Series, or other? And I tried to start with the Oilers. That was over after the first period. So I switch over. Look at Paulie's laughing. I'm by myself. It's great. World Series is on. Didn't go back to the Raptors game. And I'm thinking, this can be a great night. Mrs. P comes home. At 7:06, she goes, isn't This Is Us on? Don't! End of the sports. Look at Paulie.
Only just, one TV at home. What's going on?
No, you sound like Scruffy. He says the same thing. We like to be together as a family.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to be the guy in the basement on his own. So anyway, that's what happened last night.
Okay. Yelling at the TV.
Hey.
By, yourself in the basement yelling at the TV.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be that guy.
So what happened on This Is Us?
No spoilers.
Another drama. Guy was paying attention. Eh?
More drama. Yeah. Anyways, Richard Murray writes in and says, those rings are just too small. What I didn't like about the Raptors rings, and maybe we should have pulled up a video of it, was that there's not that many diamonds in them. Did you notice that? The outline of the downtown of Toronto is all gold. Now, listen, they all mean the same, Bob, as you know. They all mean the same thing, so it doesn't really matter, but.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, champions get good rings. You got to have a ring, I guess, but I remember in 89, it was a clunker. It kind of stuck out there too. but now it's kind of small compared to what they're having now.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
But I saw that last night and go, oh, man, that, they're huge.
Yeah.
They're huge. How do you, what, I don't know.
Well, the biggest ones I've ever seen, frankly, are the, the biggest ones are the 2013 Ryder ones. They're ridiculous. Like the guys, when they wear them, they're falling over when they're walking around with them. The one that I got, which was a staff ring, is the perfect size. It's very similar to what you guys did in 89. But how often do you wear your Grey Cup ring?
Not very often. And, you know, in fact, Roddy, that's a good question. I don't even know where it is right now. My wife will know probably. I've lost it a few times.
That reminds me. Did you know? I don't know if you were around for my dad's funeral. I know Raj was there.
No, I'm.
Yeah, you were out of town.
Yeah.
But my dad passed. And less than a year later, my mom passed. And in the process, we lost my dad's Stanley Cup ring.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dope. Speaking of dope. So we're in the process of getting it replaced. Some think it might have been lifted. Who knows?
Yes.
But yeah, that's tough. Tough to replace when you
maybe
go back.
Maybe he took it with him.
I said that he should take it with him. I said to my family, he won it.
That's right.
Bury him with it. That didn't go over real well. You don't know what
once
this,
again, Roddy.
What?
You're leading. Oh.
Yeah. Why do I got to do the thinking? What do you have to contribute to this?
Nothing. Zero. I haven't won anything.
No, just I'm on kidding. The whole thing.
No, here. I'm kidding. It's great. You should have buried him with the ring.
That's what I think.
Yeah, but somebody gets his wind of that, all of a sudden there's going to be a hole in the ground.
Well, oh yeah. Yeah, I guess. But I mean, Bob knows my family quite well. We were sitting around having this discussion, and my mom's like, what are we going to do with these rings? She's like, well, Roddy, you have enough rings. You've got two. I'm like, Mom, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
No.
Right? And then, well, Lee, the cowboy's like, I don't want the bloody ring. The only day he wore his wedding band was the day he was married. You know, see, Paulie's got his on.
I got mine.
Yeah.
I got mine on.
But it kind of fell to my brother Reed. And then in the year past, it somehow got misplaced. So not a story that we're particularly proud of, but we're working on. So do we have anything lined up here? Like, because this is all a surprise to me, as you know, Darren, for the most part. Should we break as we normally do?
Oh, yeah. Do the show as normal.
Okay. Do the show as normal. All right.
And as more people come in, you just bring people musical chip as you want.
Clark is telling me right now that we have our first guest, and that is from the Jay and Dan duo, TSN's Jay Onright, joining us from video chat. Look at us, smiling like a butcher's dog today. How are you, Jay Bird?
Great. How are you, Rod?
100% fantastic and very excited to have you on the program and to have you back here in the Queen City. Can we start there that you're going to be here in just a scant few weeks' time?
Yes, we'll be there on the 15th and 16th of November. We're going to be doing our live podcast at the Conexus Center on the Friday, the 15th. Tickets still available, Rod. Love to see you there. And then... And then we've got a really fun night on the 16th with the Pats. We'll be at the Pats game on the 16th. It's Experience Regina night because the song has become such a smash hit that they've decided to embrace it and really wrap their arms around it. So Dan and myself, I believe Stu Grimson, former Pat Tough Guy, will be there as well, signing his new book, The Grim Reaper. So it's going to be a great time. So yeah, a whole weekend in Regina, and I'm going to be making the assumption that we're staying at your house.
Well, of course. And you know what? I'm going to be there for all of those festivities. I'd never miss it, and I've been so blessed to be able to be around when you guys come to town. I've asked you this before. I'm not sure I was satisfied with your answer, so I'll ask it again. Why do you think you two are so popular in this province? Why do you think that is?
It's a great question. I mean, we try not to think about it too much because then otherwise we might mess it up. You know, maybe that's why I haven't been satisfied with our answer. As you know, my family, both sides of my family are from Saskatchewan, and I've been there, you know, so many times over the course of my life, starting when I was just a little lad. And it feels like home to me every time I come home. So I was lucky enough to live in Saskatoon for a year in the late 90s, and we just love coming to Regina and Saskatoon. So There's just something about the people that always embrace us. And every night out we have in Saskatchewan is always eventful, sometimes to the detriment of our bodies and minds the next day. But it's always a memorable time. We're always embraced, and we always have a good time. So I'm excited about being there for an entire weekend. Usually we're in and out because we have to come back and do the show. The fact that we're there for an entire weekend means that we may never, in fact, leave the city in itself.
Well, and let's not forget, Estevan, didn't you guys ride a donkey in Estevan as part of...
I did. Yeah. Yes.
What happened there?
I rode... It's a miss again. Late at night, the donkey was there. They told me to get on the donkey, and I did it. I tend to do things that people tell me to do in Saskatchewan and not question it too much. And I'm still here to tell the tale, Rod. So it's worked for me so far.
We are a bad influence, but hey, we keep inviting you back, Jay.
Yes. Oh, and I keep coming. You know, I keep accepting that invitation. So I hope we keep getting that invite. Yeah, we're excited. And we originally, Rod, didn't have time to do both Regina and Saskatoon on our podcast tour, and we were able to fit in that date on the 15th at the Kinexus Center. So we're so excited about that. And my understanding is that it's almost sold out. So that's just a testament to, you know, the fact that we're going to sell out both cities. It's a testament to the fact that people never get tired of our ridiculousness.
Well, we can't wait to get you out here, Jay. Thanks for being part of this 100th show. We'll see you when you do get here, and let's sell it out.
Congratulations again on the 100th show, Rod, and thanks for having me on a couple times already. I really appreciate it. And, I'll let Grant know that I'm absolutely your favorite.
Well, there's no... Who? Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. All right. Thank you, Jay.
Jay, see you, Rod. Take care, guys.
That worked well.
Yeah. I think he said Clark. He'll let Clark know.
Oh, he said Clark?
I think so. I don't know.
I think he said Dan.
That's just, or Dan. No, maybe it was Dan. I don't know.
I'm not sure. All right. We'll be back in a moment. It's the Rod Peterson Show, 100th episode, if you haven't noticed, on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com. Somebody said you should be on sunglasses on a keyboard to the side. You know what they're referring
to? Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer.
Oh, you are old enough.
I'm good. You're Paul Schaefer.
Can you play the piano?
It depends on your age demographic here. Somebody said, I'm Johnny Carson. You're Ed McMahon. You get it, right, Marshall? David Letterman, Paul Schaefer.
And I'm Marilyn Monroe because of the legs, right?
Right. It's so disturbing where this conversation went with Marshall Hamilton and his legs.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital Ford Lincoln. We have over 800 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $19,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new vehicles and 1.9% on used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Hi, I'm Joshua John Batista. I'm a staff radiation oncologist at the Alan Blair Cancer Center. CT simulators are essential for all modern radiation treatments. Before a patient can undergo the treatment planning process, the CT simulator is the first step. So it allows us to plan and deliver radiation treatments for thousands of patients.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Barry Winnipegish.
John, do you remember how that phrase came up, Barry Winnipegish? Do you remember? John Lynch is like a 25-year-old in an 81-year-old body. It's spirit, right? It's pizzazz.
I said before that I made that statement that Winnipeg, I've been to Winnipeg 20 years working for the football, and honest to God, I've only seen one good-looking woman in Winnipeg, and when I went and talked to her, guess what? She was from Regina on a holiday. That's the truth. That's not even funny. That's the truth.
Whoa. Did I just snort? Frenzy. He's on fire today.
Laid back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Yeah, no thanks to Lynch. Winnipeg is our third highest city for viewership. Welcome back to the 100th episode of the program, everybody. Before I read the morning sports update, The poll that I tweeted last night, I mentioned while watching sports, was what are you watching tonight? And this showed that NHL is still king in this land. CFL was not part of the poll because there was no games last night. But were you watching NHL, World Series, Raptors, or other? 40% were watching the NHL, 25% were watching World Series, 13% were watching Raptors, and 22% were watching This Is Us.
What about The Voice?
Oh, you were watching The Voice.
That's correct.
You were watching other.
That's right.
The Duel.
The Duel. The Duel.
Morning sports update. Washington Nationals have opened the World Series by stealing home field advantage from the Houston Astros. Juan Soto drove in three runs, and Max Scherzer provided a gritty effort on the mound as the Nationals held off the Astros 5-4. Soto delivered a solo homer and a two-run double, while the Expos were turning a 2-0 deficit into a 5-2 lead against Gerrit Cole. Raptors raised their NBA championship banner and received their rings before clawing their way to an OT win over the New Orleans Pelicans last night. The final was 130-122. We'll get to the hockey scores later, but that's your morning sports report for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. And Devin, writing in from British Columbia today, says that desk had so much room on it back then. Darren, that video looked like it was years ago. It was
looks like it was
weeks ago,
like in the 80s, hey, or the 90s.
Yeah, it looked like years ago.
The desk was clean. I remember we talked about that at the beginning of this whole thing. No, nothing on the desk. Nothing on the desk. That was the conversation, I think, now, before we started.
And now here we are. But these are gifts. These are gifts. And we have a gift in Bob Poldy gracing the bunker here in Show 100. Coming up today, also Corey Sheets, George Reed, Wes Cates, Don Narcisse, Ken Miller, Kenton Keith. But Bob Poldy, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the 2019 Riders. They're 11-5, maybe charging on their way to 13 wins.
Could happen.
Yeah. Did you see this coming?
No. I was going to get there. I kind of thought maybe half of that.
Yeah.
But, new coach and backup quarterback is what this all started with. But, very surprised, but a good surprise. They're playing great football right now. I've been, as they've progressed during the year, boy, oh boy, they've got better and better and better, and defensively and offensively, and a big thing. I gotta give the old line a pretty good shot with Labatt coming back, and Mr. Clark and those guys playing well. Boy, they've got five guys that can go, and that's a big key.
Where it all begins, doesn't it?
Well, it starts there. And you keep your quarterback on his feet and mm-hmm. let him do what he can do, and good things happen, and they're scoring some points. They're going to be tough. They've got a chance, a real good chance to be in the big one.
You know, it's funny you say that. You would have said half the wins. I'll say it. I never said how many wins I thought they would have. But if I had thought about it, it would have been 7 or 8. I'm not going to look back and say, oh, I saw this coming. Oh, I thought. No, I didn't. Darren, what would you have said?
We kind of thought they'd be a playoff team. I remember at the beginning of the year, and if you were watching in the pre-show, and if you go back, we had some of those old memes and some of our old quotes. Kelly had some, and me, and I can't remember who else was in there. Jim Hobson had one. Being patient, but I think we all talked about early in the year and in training camp that the whole season rides on the health of Zach Collaros. And three plays into the year, he's done, and we're like, okay,
it's over.
The year's a write-off. We're looking at next year, right? But we all said be patient with Cody and look at how he turned out. I don't think, though, even in that, as we look at those being great predictions and, kind of pumping our own chest a little bit, I don't think none of us thought that he'd be this good and we'd have 11 wins. I don't think that was ever in our mind.
Yeah, well, very talented young individual, but his supporting cast is good, mm-hmm. really good. He great core of receivers, and now the line is he's got good surrounding athletes, and Dickinson has done a heck of a job. Big hats off to him. He's got those guys believing in what's happening, and when you believe the plan and you go forward, I saw that early in the year, and it was surprising yet nice. They're doing well. They're doing really well.
I'm going to Cody Fajardo sprinkles in Jesus. I'm going to sprinkle in comments from the Facebook wall as we go along here. Poli loves this. Look at him.
What flag is that?
It's Sheldon? Norway.
Call him Sheldon.
Trent writes in, Norway calling. Glad we have Fajardo under contract. I'm cheering for the Expos as there is one player still playing from the Montreal move, Ryan Zimmerman. Go Expos. I didn't know that. I didn't know Ryan Zimmerman had been with the Expos. Look at, can you put a camera on Paulie the whole time?
Well,
what are you laughing?
Look surprised. That what? I think you knew that. It didn't.
Maybe. Maybe. But yeah, there's not many of us cheering for the Expos. When I say the Expos, I just seem there's a lot of people have moved on. I have not. When Ken Miller comes on later today, I want to ask him a question, and that is in 2011 when they went sat Jeremy O'Day down and said, Jeremy, we got good news and we got bad news. And the bad news is you're done. The good news is we'd like to offer you a job in the front office, which he accepted. I think he thought about 1.5 seconds on that. Said, what are my options here?
There we go.
Right. But the reason I bring that up, because I was meaning to ask Kenny that, and the last time he was on, we got all talking about old home week and who was on here that day, McCullough and Mikowski, right. And we didn't get to that. The reason I go there, polls with you, is that you played with Huff. Now, did you think he would have this kind of success as a coach and then management type?
Yes and no. Very much of a leader on the field. You know, when I played, we played together, and he was respected, you know, an individual quarterback, obviously leader. But coaching, and that was, like, he worked with the individuals, especially receivers, and he always thought the O-line was just a bunch of fat guys standing in front of him. He says, you guys just get out of the road and let me go to work. That's what he used to say. And
he was joking, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, he was pretty good at that, but we kept him on his feet a little bit. Right. But Huffer's great. But, you know, when he had his stint down in the States and he came back, and very much a businessman and, you know, leader and smart, very smart individual about, you know. And what I liked about what Huffer is he could tell right away if the guy could play or not, you know. That was much like Kent, you know, it's and Ronnie and those kind of guys. They knew right away if a guy could play.
Really, really good guy too, Huff.
Good guy.
From what I've learned.
Good
now,
guy.
Now, furthermore, can you please tell the story of when he got traded?
Well, I was
kind
of cool. We were down pheasant hunting. We had just came off another loss. We were kind of not that great a football team at that time. And I was ragging him the whole day about how terrible he played, and he did play bad. I played great, but he played bad. And
and you're out hunting. You're out hunting, right?
Pardon me?
Weren't you out hunting?
Yeah, we were pheasant hunting down in that South Country, and we were going along, and back then there was no cell phones, and my old GM didn't have a radio working, and we just turned off you and all that kind of stuff, and so we carried on, and. All day, I ragged on him. He was missing pheasants, and I was shooting him, and I got his limit. I hope there's no COs watching or anything like that, but that's a long time ago. Anyway, we get back into town, Grand Coulee, and where I lived, and we're unloading the truck and the dogs and all that kind of stuff, and my wife comes flying out, and she says, Huff, you got a phone home? And he kind of looks, and she goes, Penny's looking for you. And I'm going, ooh, what's... Maybe something happened to them. You know. He phones home and he comes out and he goes, they traded me. I said, where? Winnipeg. I go, geez, I feel bad. I was feeling bad. Not that I ragged on him all day, but I was feeling bad for him. So he was kind of in a la-la land there for a while. And so anyway, he took off. We got everything sorted out. He took off. He goes down to the number one highway.
From Grand Coulee,
going south, and takes a left into the oncoming traffic. Drives all the way back to Regina.
That's how stunned he was.
He was stunned. And then the next morning he was gone. But it was all in the media before we got back, and I ragged on him all day, and I felt bad. for about 10 seconds.
I said, not that good bad.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Finally, we got rid of him. Throwing interceptions all the time.
He was in a trance driving down the Trans-Canada. Wrong way.
Yeah. But can you imagine, though, being in your own thing and not realizing a car is screaming by you on the same side?
He said they were going on both sides of him. He didn't know what was going on.
He's like John Kennedy.
Unbelievable.
You're going the wrong way. How do they know which way I'm going?
Yeah.
We got a question from the crowd. We have a full studio audience tonight. Make it quick.
You were there for the J.J. Barnagle run, right? What challenges did that create for the offensive line and having to prepare one half for one quarterback, one for another? Did you like it? Did you not?
The
like
question to the crowd is playing with a two-quarterback system, Joe Barnes and John Huffnagle.
No, it was not a big issue for us. What I liked about Joe could scramble a little bit, and he obviously came from down east, and he was playing that run and shoot a little bit, and I had a chance to play with him in Calgary, and after that, and yeah, he was a pretty good scrambler and stuff. But Huffer's more drop back and let it fly, and you know, obviously a good arm, you know, and Huffer could throw the ball, and but they were both great guys and to play with and to play in front of, and you know, there was no animosity, there was no friction. There was no. They were together. It was good. It was good. They were good teammates, and you know, it just there wasn't room for both of them, so they moved Huff, and then they moved Joe, and then they moved me. You know, everybody got moved, but yeah, you got to win. You got to win, and that was big. But it was good. It was good.
Any more questions from the crowd? I like this. Live studio audience here today.
Gotta get a mic roving around.
Well, that's what I was thinking next. We were talking.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to put a mic in there.
We thought about it.
Where's Paul on that one?
That might get a little out of control.
Good point.
You'd lose control of your show.
I like the live studio audience here. Checking the poll results today. Is it a fall supper or is it a foul supper? And I know anybody outside these borders says, what the hell are they talking about? Well, if you don't know, you don't know. If you know, you know. And I don't think we're going to leave the studio today with an answer. 55.1% of respondents say it's foul, as in water foul. 44.9% say it's fall supper. It's like 50-50. Although we all think it's foul. How about you boys on the couch over there?
Foul.
Rempel says foul. Ty?
Fish.
He is from Halifax. He has
says
no idea.
Fish.
Abu?
I don't even know what you're talking
He has
about.
No idea. He's from downtown Toronto. Yeah. So check. Well, please, we got to settle this out before the show's ever. Mike Abou-Meshrick on the Facebook wall, he can't yell it from the crowd. He's sitting 20 feet away.
3 feet away.
He says, Bob, what's your favorite donut?
My favorite donut? Do I look like a fat guy? A donut.
Whew. Mine's the Honey Cruller from Tim Hortons, the one that looks like a tractor tire.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, this is a great story. And this is my favorite. My wife makes spud nuts. And her.
Oh, so did my mom.
Nah, not as good as the spud nuts. Not as good as the spud nuts, but like, do you guys know what a spud nut is?
Yeah, my mom made them. They're like Tim Hortons Timbits, right? No. Okay.
No, you're wrong.
That's what my
Did
mom used to
tell
call
you
them.
You're wrong.
So, yeah, all the time, Roddy. Every day.
A spud nut's made from potatoes. It's actually got potato in it, and you mash, you know, cook and mash potatoes, and you mix that in. They're doing heavy.
Hence the
heavy.
Spuds.
Eat about two or three of those.
You're done.
You won't fly out of the boat, okay? You sit tight. No, they're great. My wife makes the most wonderful spud nuts, and my mom made them, and her mom made them, and all that kind of stuff. So it's a recipe handed down, and that's my favorite donut, Abu.
You know, that's the thing, though, here. Next time you come in, you can bring some, and Rod could have spud a spud
nut. You have to check with Mrs. Poley.
Well, I'm embarrassed that I blew that. I'm sorry, Robert. Prairie Mobile text line. Brady in Saskatoon, the high school kid up there, Brady Witt, is what we call a P1, right, Dupes?
Oh, yeah.
Priority one viewer.
Yes.
He says, hey, Rod, it's Brady. Congrats on your 100th episode. I've been a loyal fan since the start of July. Looking forward to what's to come. Kirby Dach got his first NHL goal last night. Did he ever?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Hickory Dickory Dock. From what I saw from the Blackhawks and the Golden Knights last night, Kirby Dock, he's not coming back.
I don't think so.
Wow.
Poor Blades, but the kid is talented. He's got some talent.
Well, good for him, but that's the Blades. That's the whole team's built around him.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it was a nice goal. Now, you or I could have scored it.
Yeah.
He was right on the doorstep, Bob.
I used to stand there and I couldn't score.
Please, off my shin pads, off my shin pads.
I used to stand there. Nobody had.
Yeah. Who, Bob Poley. Well, that's, we're going to be rolling a lot of stories with Poley here today. A lot of stories. But I will tell one. We were playing in a Ryder alumni hockey game in Stoughton. And you may or may not remember this. I thought Poley was going to get us all killed that night. I was serious because the whole town wanted to kill you. Like you against 10 men would I pick you, but not the whole town because you skated by their bench like the scene from Slapshot and hit them all on the head with a stick, all like that. And then for some reason, I went into the corner with you. We were on the same team, and you put your hand on the back of my neck like you were going to shove me into the boards. Hockey to you isn't a game; it's a demolition derby.
I can only turn one way, Roddy. I can only turn one way, and I can't stop.
NASCAR.
So car. There you go. For a guy that played hockey, I can only do it one way.
Your hockey stories are probably better than your football stories.
Here's some good ones.
Corey Sheets sends his regards. Not available, but that's okay. Grey Cup champion and Grey Cup MVP from 2013. But on the way today, George Reed, Wes Cates, Donald Narcisse, Kenny Miller, and more. We'll be back on the 100th episode of the Rod Peterson Show. You're watching on Facebook Live. Listen live, rodpeterson.com. And catch our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets, shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Why not? I don't mind whoring myself out to sponsors. I've been whoring it out for another pimp for 25 years. Now I'm the whore and the pimp. That's where the money is.
And you get to keep some of it.
I get to keep a portion of it. Before I got none. It's all metaphors, of course, but check the Facebook feed.
What metaphor? I thought we were being serious.
Xander, man, I keep liking that show more and more every day. By the way, great guests all day, every day. Keep it up, Roddy. From Andrew. I'm dying. Hashtag Rod's a pimp.
when you're trying to get that money for the rent.
Easy. Yeah, no. Exactly.
Are you a female high school dropout between the age of 16 and 25? Are you tired of doors being slammed in your face when you apply for a job?
Oh.
Are you tired of laying in bed all day with nothing to do? You never.
Why am
need...
I snorting?
How did we get here? I don't remember.
The guy asked. It was Cliff's idea.
Oh, yeah. He's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Ah, welcome back, everybody, to the Rod Peterson Show, episode 100. Boy, we have had some funny moments here on the program. Bob Poley with us, writer, great writer, legend. His stories never, ever get old, nor does he. Darren DuPont with us in the bunker, and a lot of special guests coming up. I just got word that Corey Sheets has hopped in. Are we ready to go to Corey? Not just yet. Bob, the 89 reunion was this summer, 30 years celebrating the greatest Grey Cup ever. How was the party for you?
Pretty good party. A lot of guys didn't make it back. It was kind of a little bit lateness on the organization of it, and but it was cool to see all the guys again. You know, a few of the guys, and I was surprised everybody in pretty good shape. You know, like other than Elgard, you know he looks fat. But he's had two hip surgeries.
And between the ears.
Yeah.
You're not going to get rid of that.
He's in a little love with himself again.
Right.
God, Ray.
We got to get him tuning in from Vegas. speaking of rider greats, we're pleased to welcome the MVP of the 2013 Grey Cup, Corey Sheets, who was one of our original episodes. He's joining us today from, I can only guess, the Sunshine State. How are you, Corey?
I'm all right. How are you doing, Rob?
Fantastic. Always good to hear from you. Darren DuPont and Bob Poley with us today. Corey, how are things with you down in Florida? What's up with you these days?
Not much. Just living life like a regular person. You know how that go.
No, I don't, actually. And I'm not sure I ever will. Corey, let me ask you this. Your interview that we did down in that park behind Cabela's in the summertime was really groundbreaking for a lot of people on recovery and mental health and so forth. What was the reaction? Because I haven't seen you since. What was the kind of reaction that you got out of that?
I got all positive reactions. A lot of people on social media contacted me and reached out to me and let me know that they were dealing with some of the similar things that I was talking about. And after seeing the interview, they went out and got some help themselves.
Which was exactly why you brought it out, right, to help others. I mean, I don't assume that you regret kind of going public with your story, do you?
No, not at all. It was all positive reaction, especially the way today's climate is with mental health. People are always looking for things to get behind. And once I voiced my opinion and letting everybody know that I was dealing with some similar issues, it was just like a downpour of people just coming in and reaching out to me.
Well, the whole interview was very wide-ranging, and I think it was one of our most watched, right, guys? One of the most downloaded interviews. Let me ask you this. Are you able to follow the riders right now at 11-5 with what they're doing? How much rider coverage are you getting in Florida? Are you paying attention to what they're doing?
I'm watching. I'm not saying I'm watching every week, but I'm paying attention to the scores in the box office every week. And I've been talking to Marcus Thigpen pretty weekly, too, about the games and having everybody's playoff bound and all that.
What do you think about this team? If you're watching enough of the games, what do you like about what they're doing on offense?
I honestly haven't seen any of the games. We haven't gotten them down here, or I haven't been available to watch them, I should say. Been working on the weekends and stuff like that.
Well, you know, they're talking about they're 11-5. They could be 13-5 by the time this is done, and maybe Grey Cup champions. And frankly, 2013 is getting to be a while ago, gentlemen. It was six seasons to go. I want to ask you what you remember, first of all, about, no, before I ask you about that day, I want to ask you if it feels like a long time ago or just yesterday.
It feels like a long time ago because that was pretty much my last road game I played. So it was a little bit longer for me than everybody else.
And about that day, for those that didn't see our interview when you talked about it in June, what's your recollection of setting that record for 197 yards rushing in a Grey Cup?
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wish I went in for one more play just to get it and set it over 200.
It's never enough.
Never enough.
Running backs.
Yeah, ready. Because if I'd have known that was going to be my last game, I probably would have did it, just seeing the way things played out. But I'm happy about that game. It was a great night. It was a magical night, and it was just one of them surreal things. If you wasn't there, you missed a hell of a night.
Oh, there's absolutely no doubt about it. And, Corey, I know every time you come back, it was amazing this summer. A guy came all the way from BC just to meet you and get your autograph at the Rider store. These fans are unbelievable. And you spoke also with Rachel Homan and Moose Jaw that trip. Any trips planned back up here to the 306 in the next while?
Not sure, but I'm always looking to get up there anytime I can. So if anybody want to bring me up, just let me know.
All right, Corey. And as far as that mental health stuff goes, I know you'll help out anybody that asks. Where can they follow you on your social media?
Everything on every social media is Sheets24K, and Facebook is Corey Sheets.
All right, Corey, keep doing what you're doing, man. You are a Hall of Famer. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Corey Sheets checking in from Florida today on the 100th episode of the program. And I will tell you this. Like a lot of us, I would suggest he's a little misunderstood. Is that fair?
I don't know, man. He was good.
Well, he got a bad rap. A lot of people don't like him.
Absolutely.
And once you get to know him, he's like a lot of people that are that way. Once you get to know him, you love him. And I just remember doing a dinner with him. Like, you're going to be in Pence coming up. These sports dinners, here's our little secret. They're the best thing ever. Aren't they?
They're great.
They're so great. And can I just tell a quick story?
Yep.
I'm in Weyburn with Corey Sheets. It's me, Corey Sheets, and Curtis Joseph. And Cujo is so nervous, he's rattling the podium. I'm sitting close enough, I can hear it rattling. That's how nervous he is to speak to a crowd. Cujo! You wouldn't think he'd be nervous, right? And he's telling stories about how Brett Hull would snap aluminum sticks in half in practice, hitting one-timers. And Corey leans over to me, "What's a one-timer?" But he was so into the story, he wanted to know, right? And then Corey's leaning over. The more Cujo speaks, "How long he play?" 19 years. 19 years? Oh, yeah. Like, Cujo's one of the best, right?
Yeah.
But to bring Corey Sheets and Curtis Joseph all together in one room one night in Weyburn and tell stories, and they loved it, and it was all great. That's the secret. Bob's done probably 100 times more dinners than I have. And the number one question when I go out there polls is, "Why do you come out here?" And I always say, "Because you asked." Right? What do you love about
it? For the meal.
Yeah. For the meal.
Home-cooked meal.
For the food.
No. No, it's just to help and support. And,
and
it's great. They're wonderful.
So great.
Yeah. They're wonderful. I enjoy them all. I've done lots. And in the small town and the bigger cities and all. But I like the small town. But you just...
It's a new crowd to laugh at your jokes, too. Right? That's always a good
sometimes
thing.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but Paulie can tell his stories 1,000 times. Like, I'm getting tired of the Dennis Hull stories. I am. I've seen them 37 times, if not more.
But what's great about guys like Bob and Dennis and stuff, doesn't matter how many times you hear them, they're still funny.
Can you tell the story about Eddie Stanowski?
No.
Clean it up, you were in Saskatoon... You're coming home from a game against the Blades, and Eddie made like 76 saves. Remember that night? And
it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Great story here.
Unbelievable, and we were getting some food on the bus after, and he played great. Like, I don't know if we won 1-0 or something like that. It was like 80 shots. It was unbelievable, and Eddie was kind of in a different era zone or whatever it might have been there, food comes on the bus, and it's McDonald's food, it's lots.
Yeah.
And I'm a fat guy on there. All these little hockey guys, you know, they don't eat much, one burger or something, but I eat in about five, eight, or six. It was all coming back, and then Wire comes back.
Over Mike Warchowski.
Mike McGuire. Meyer says, "Great game, Eddie. Oh, you played great." And Eddie goes to Mike, "That was God in the net. That wasn't me." Wire said, "Last time I looked, it was you." He says, "I think it was you all the way." And then I said, "Eddie, can I have your burgers? God maybe doesn't want your burgers." So I got a couple more. Great story.
Unbelievable story.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense, but it was good.
It's great.
It was great.
It wasn't God. It was
but
you.
He played, but he was
a good
buddy.
I saw you. It wasn't God.
It was a good one.
What about when you rolled up into New Westminster? Oh, yeah. And the bus kept shaking.
The Goontown. Oh.
Yeah, tell that story.
Well, now, Bobby T. Old Milk, Cue Ball, we called him. Not to his face, but anyway, Bob Turner was coaching at the time. We go in there, and these guys are... It's the goon squad. They warmed up and they were hitting each other in the warm up against each other. Who hits each other in the warm up? God, I do, but I can't. I can only turn one way. Can't stop, right? Anyway, we're getting in there and we're getting the crap knocked out of us, and we got nobody will go on the ice. Nobody wants to go on the ice anymore. It's like 13-0, and they're beating the hell out of us. And I remember Feger got into a pretty good fight with Barry Beck, and then he held his own pretty good. I thought he got the best on Boyle Feegs, you know, rookie of that year.
Not that big. Thick, but...
It was good, but anyway, they had this... Filipov, I believe his name was, kind of a goon squad, goon guy.
Archie Henderson.
Archie was Lethbridge.
Okay.
He played with Trotz there. Anyway, long story. That's another story. But anyway, go there, this Filipov guy, he come on, and he was just, it was just like a big dog on all the small dogs, and he was kind of pounding right there. So I jumped the boards, and this is only a couple minutes left in the game, and Turner goes, "You got to go get him." And I said, "Okay." Who do you get? They're all, there's 20 of them there, you know. Anyway, so I jump over, and all of a sudden, Ernie Punch McLean, the one-eyed coach, he pulls that guy off. He pulled his guy off. And so I'm floating around out there, and now I'm in a bad mood. And so I'm the old slap shot thing right to the bench, and I'm waving. No, I didn't swing. But I was waving pretty good. And I said, "Anyone, all of you, doesn't matter, bring it on." And they were backing up. They were trying to get over the glass. Eh? And I thought to myself after that, I wasn't very smart back then, but I thought about it after. I said, if they would have poured off, it would have been over. Because there's nobody behind me.
You're the only one.
I think Feegs was about the only guy wiring those guys, but there was not many guys behind me. But anyway, and at the end, so we did this jostling back and forth. All of a sudden, there was trash cans flying in New West, and there was all, and we come in the dressing room after, and no blood was shed, and thank God I didn't get grabbed or anything like that. And I remember Turner coming in the room, and we just lost like 13-0, hey? And he was so happy. He said, "We got the toughest guy in the league." And I'm going, "We just got the shit kicked out of us." Sorry, can I say that? Anyway, we got the crap knocked out of us. And thank God I didn't get into a fight, because somebody would have beat me, you know what. But New West went. Yeah, New West.
But you, for those that, well, everybody knows, and our viewers, do you see they're just... Words getting around that Poli's on.
Oh, yeah.
So this guy played for the Pats, the Rams, and the Riders, but you were in the Wild West era of hockey. Did you have a pro hockey opportunity?
No. I met Johnny Bauer. That was great. That's a good story. Can I tell a story?
We got time. I'd love to. This sounds like a new one. I haven't heard this one.
Johnny Bauer comes in, and everybody's tooting and scouting Eddie. You know, Eddie, number one guy in the league. Eddie Stanowski. And so they come, and Bauer comes there, and he's in civvies and sweats, and he comes on the ice, and comes on after practice. And he goes... one of the few West guys to stand shoot on Eddie, and he was going to, you know, work with him, or I don't know what he was doing there, but he wanted some rubber at Eddie. So, you know, me and my tremendous shot from the point.
You got a good shot.
I couldn't. Yeah. Anyway, the top guys went in, and I stayed. And anyway, we're shooting around, and so he and Bauer was in. He was upset that nobody was ripping them, and some guy, they could rip them. Hey, well, he wanted some rippers, you know, nobody was ripping at Eddie.
Because it's Johnny Bauer.
Yeah, Johnny Bauer. So he got mad. He said, "Give me the stick and gloves." He took Eddie's stick and gloves, went in the net. Nope, nothing. He said, "Rip them. Yeah, bring them." Guys were shooting at him. And Johnny Bauer, he's just putting them in the corner, it was unbelievable.
That's how quick his hands are.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Great
story.
That
is amazing, yeah.
And Eddie was good at that, too. Eddie directed the puck into the corner and over the glass and ding off the fans that were peeking over there. You know,
great Winnipeg Jets and St. Louis Blues goalie. Now, I'm doing a lot of work with the military, and I assume you've been in the officer's mess. They got a jersey of Eddie up, framed. of the Blues with the military. This, because playing hockey for Eddie, even though he went on, won a Memorial Cup and went on to the NHL, wasn't his thing.
No.
Right?
Nope.
Serve his country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Eddie, quality guy. Top drawer.
They don't make him better.
Great start. Yeah.
Darren, what do we got next hour? Because I have no idea.
Holy smokes.
On this 100. I'm the guest on my own.
Ken Miller.
Show. Coach Miller.
Coach Miller.
Good morning, Riders.
Yeah, that's the big one. And Don Narcisse and George Reed. So that's a big hour, too.
That's a big hour, too.
Two out of three,
huge hour,
bad.
Too.
It's a, yeah.
You got an hour for one?
Are you able to stay, Polecat?
My day is yours.
Oh, perfect.
I'm with you.
I love it. And by the way, I will throw this shout out. None of this is me. It's all Clark. Producer Clark lining up the guests. You, Darren, decorated everything. Tyler's went out and sold it. We got a live studio audience. It's a big show. What are you going to do for 1,000?
Yeah.
How do you top this?
I got some time. And Ty, we need a bigger budget for 1,000.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
I need a bigger budget.
We're doing it from Times Square. Hour two coming up with the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch all the best clips on our YouTube channel.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I don't know if you can even hear us. KG, listen.
I can hear you now, Ron.
Lordy, lordy, look who's 40. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So
this is the things. Everybody knows today is my birthday, which I turned 40. And the other thing that was supposed to be announced today is that I am officially retiring from the CFL. Woo!
Wow. So, cause for celebration, I guess.
And it's funny how it happened, because it was planned to do it on my birthday. And then it so happened that you guys contacted me yesterday, and I said, what better way to do it than to do it like this?
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital GMC. We have over 1,000 new and used vehicles to choose from, with savings up to $17,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the greatest auto sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's greatest auto sale.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Coming out of week one, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are the number one team in the CFL. Going into BC and winning a double-digit win Saturday night, I watched it all. But nobody in Winnipeg, particularly media and fans, should be talking about the G word, Grey Cup. But they just can't help themselves. They want it so bad. But with the longest drought in the CFL going back to 1990, you guys shouldn't even be talking G word. Just keep proving it one day at a time. It's not Mike O'Shea saying it. It's not Matt Nichols saying it. It's the Scott Taylors of the world. It's the sports doctors of the world and all the newspaper writers. The team's not saying it, but the fans, you just can't because you're setting it. It happens every, you can set my watch by it, right? That fast start, they get so excited. They want it so bad they can just taste it. Don't say Grey Cup in Winnipeg. Don't. Just keep building on it.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.